going to ask listeners around the world to just send prayers out to Chad Hartman, who can't be with us today, in hopes that he does better in the back nine than he did the front nine.
It's probably a real struggle right now for him.
I know. It's warm out there.
Mm-hmm.
It could be getting parched.
Probably is getting parched.
Or do you think he's raw-dogging it? Is he just playing it through with no refreshments?
No stop at the turn?
No sunglasses?
Drink cart comes along? No. Not for me today.
You know, we should do that. Raw-dogging for WCCO, where we all go golfing. We walk with our bags.
Mm-hmm.
No drinks. And we see who's the first to fall. We just take bets like turtle races. I won't make it far.
No, I don't. No. I'm not going to bet on you to make it to the turn.
that heat's going to be. I'm going to be in the water, sitting in a water trap, water hazard somewhere. Just, I'm done, Dave. We're not at the first hole. Shut up, Dave. You don't know me. I can't take the heat. I'm not good in the heat.
No,
it's hard to tell. I'm very. It's this lunar glow of mine that offsets people. They don't know. Hey, you kind of have a tan. Or do I? It's just putting off that white intensity so much that your eyes can't adjust focus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get the white balance going here.
Yep. That's the way it works. California mom tests the limits of Costco's return policy by trying to take back a three-year-old couch that her son drew on.
Excuse me?
What part of the headline did not come through understandable for you?
3 years?
3 years.
Drawn on?
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, you got to read the fine print. Some of them tell you that, hey, you've got like 3 years and it's stain repellent and tear repellent and all of these things. And she has tears showing up on the couch. I know it's hard to believe with a child that draws on your couch, you might have tears, but it's true.
Mm, could they be jumping on it perhaps?
Maybe. And so you take it back. Do-do-do-do. Take it back. Right?
You okay with this?
I'm okay with it, actually. Because you know why? Because I've been burned by so many crap furniture manufacturers. You think when you're buying something out of the back of a truck in an alley that some guy bought an extra of, you're going to get a good deal. You don't. You don't.
Well, I wouldn't have guessed that. That's where quality comes from.
That's what I thought.
The back of an alley.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's been some stores I bought furniture in, and like within a year, it's collapsing on itself. And I'm not bouncing on it. I'm not grilling on it. Rarely ever color on it, but I can't figure it out, and they just fall apart. Stuff is not made like it once was. I think I told you one of the last times I was here, my dad just like replaced the refrigerator and the oven in his house that were there when we bought it 50 years ago.
Yeah,
he just now replaced them, and I'm sure he'll have to replace these in 5 or 6 years.
Well, appliance manufacturers are up front and saying,
yeah,
10 years, we hope.
Yeah. I've gone through, since I bought my house 7 years ago, I'm on my third set of washer and dryers.
You must wash a lot of clothes.
So many clothes. So many clothes. I have so many kids, and it's just we're constantly doing loads of laundry. And now that they've moved out, they bring baskets over. Dad, you do it so good, and I like the way you fold. And then when they start applying to my ego – of course I'm going to wash their clothes better than anybody and fold it. You know I'm going to do the
job.
You're
going to fold for them too.
I will fold
what
it.
What a father you are.
I am. I like to consider myself a pretty good dad.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I fold their laundry. I keep all the change. I tell them. I keep whatever I find in the pockets. Sometimes, Dave, I'm bringing home twos of dollars.
That's got to feel good.
It feels good because
it's
like lost money I didn't know I had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there. It's in my pocket. So this lady, she bought a couch 3 years ago from Costco and she brought it back. Not quite as strange as the woman who brought back their mattress after 5 years. They owned a mattress, brought it back to Costco.
That's also unacceptable.
You would think. But again, shouldn't your mattress last more than 5 years? You know, there's these mattresses that are like, oh, they don't dent anymore. You don't get that divot in them from laying because you're going to buy this more expensive mattress that has the topper that doesn't do that, and it evenly distributes weight throughout. And I'm replacing beds every 5 years easily. And I'm not that big a guy.
So if we're talking furniture, if we're talking couches, we're talking mattresses, what does a retailer have to do?
How about just start building good furniture again that lasts?
That might help.
It's not made of press board. you know, which I'm pretty sure is held together by the tears of migrant children.
I
read that online somewhere.
That still might be very effective.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where they get it from.
The press
works,
horrible.
It works.
Like, my dad has a couch that he bought in, like, 73 that is still fully functioning as a couch. The cushions haven't lost their cushiony ways. And he wasn't the guy that wrapped everything in plastic. Mm-hmm. So his couch was fine, and it was durable, and it's heavy. And it has never moved from the position it was put in when it was first put in the house in 73.
So you're saying we've lost our ability to make a proper cushion in this country.
And
perhaps
frame,
around the world.
Framing. Yeah, the framing. If you ever see a piece of furniture, strip it of its tarp, and you'll see it's just like really non-sustainable, cheap wood.
Probably violating their return policy there.
You got to read. That's why I said read the fine print and what they accept back. But I think you should test this furniture. You should have a good idea of what it looks like inside. Why don't they do like those half cut where you can see like the recliner, it's been cut in half. And so that way you can see in, see the kind of cushioning it's using, the kind of wood, the springs. Is that asking too much?
I don't think so.
So
I think you could do that.
Bringing it back after 3 years. I love the fact that they're not fighting the return policy aspect of it. But she kept trying to call in. They're like, oh, yeah, we're not today. We're not accepting return furniture. Are there days of the week?
That's got to be on Tuesday between 2:30 and 2:37.
Yes. And if you see more than three cars here, just pull away and come back next Tuesday.
No chance.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's strange. But I think that we should get more value for the items that we buy. You know, not a lot of technology. Do you ever get rooked into you buy a piece of technology, you buy the extended 5-year warranty, something happens, you turn it in, you give them that receipt showing you have the, and then there's, of course, the one thing that went wrong with it is the one thing not covered by the extended warranty. And they say it's a full extended warranty. When you call it a full extended warranty, expect it to be a full extended warranty.
You'd want it to be full and extended?
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
Both.
Yeah, that's why you don't buy the full extended warranty, Dave.
No?
No.
It's a sucker's bet?
They're trying to get you. There's a reason they sell it, because they make money on it.
Get you at the drive-through. They get you on the extended warranties. Damn it.
I mean, let's be honest. If you're buying furniture at Costco,
mm-hmm.
you're probably not buying your top-of-the-line furniture. They're not exactly known as a furniture
destination. I thought they're getting it in bulk from Lazy Boy, so they're getting better prices. Mm. They're passing on to me.
That's what they're doing?
No.
I don't think that's what they're doing.
Huh.
They might have some decent items if they're lightly used. They might last for a very long time.
They're selling lightly used furniture?
No, I'm saying if you are using it lightly in your home, if you're not having a rambunctious child who is likely jumping and drawing on the furniture, perhaps you might need to invest in something that is a little bit more spendy. I understand. But perhaps you could make the assumption then, or maybe even more an assumption, just know that you're paying for a little bit more quality.
My
3 years. Sorry.
My buddy's mom bought a used hide-a-bed couch back in like 83.
Oh,
the garage sale.
Hide-a-bed. Just terrible. Just a terrible item.
But no, I love them. I was a big fan. So we helped carry the 400-pound hide-a-bed couch and put it in the truck and take it home and put it in her house. And we noticed it was like a weird smell. But we couldn't pinpoint. It wasn't really coming from the couch, but it was in the vicinity. And then it just went away, and we thought, oh, that's weird. You know, maybe it was just a gas leak. I don't know. Maybe a month or two later, I'm going to spend the night, and they pull out the couch.
Scorpions.
Somebody's cat. It was eternal resting in the mattress. So poor Phoebe. People have been looking for Phoebe for years. Mm. She was folded up in the couch. So I moved her over, and I slept really well that night. Unbelievably well. Is that wrong? Let's take our final break. We'll come back right after this. It's time for your Lindus Construction time check. It is 2:52 p.m. Time to get a complimentary roof inspection and get free installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Big news breaking. I couldn't believe it. I don't know if you know this about me, Dave Harrigan, but when I see a headline pop up on TV, I pull it up to check it, to double check my sources on a different site. And lo and behold, this one turned out to be true. Did you know that, remember poor Kanye West, poor Kanye West, his career just took a nosedive in 2022 when he was going to go DEFCON 3. And
DEFCON
3 is what he planned on Jewish people. Well, we finally found the problem here, buddy, and it's not Kanye.
No?
No.
Never is.
Turns out that Kanye West said he was drinking Hennessy when he was posting anti-Semitic tweets. The Hennessy, in fact, turned him anti-Semitic.
Is that what that does?
Is there a civil suit in that? Is that a criminal suit? Do you sue Hennessy? Because, listen, on the side, it warns you about birth defects. It warns you about liver damage. Yep. It warns you about so many things. But hating an entire population of people? That seems, I didn't know that. I would think that they should put that on the label if that is, in fact, a possible outcome of drinking it.
You'd think they would be on top of that? You think the FDA?
FDA, would somebody.
Certainly want that on information on there, and would assume they would be aware of it by now.
Or is that, are we just getting too politically correct here at this point? Are we just like, we can't warn people about everything, Dave? I would think that might be an important thing to warn people about.
That might be a big one.
Do you think this is
particularly at this point in time? No, yeah. I think that should certainly be added.
Should we forgive Ye now that we know the truth that it's the Hennessy, the dirty, dirty Hennessy that turned him this anti-Semitic way? Do you think since he's given it up, is he less anti-Semitic? there's no report on that.
Well, I mean they didn't just bring it out of him.
Mm-hmm.
They made him anti-Semitic.
Yeah,
the Hennessy.
In a newly surfaced 2022 interview with Candace Owens, West, now known as Ye, admitted he was drinking when he posted several anti-Semitic tweets in October of that year. These tweets sparked controversy and led to significant business losses for him. I definitely was drinking when I put up the Death Con tweet, he told Owens at the 1 hour, 6 minute, and 37 second mark of the video. You know whose liquor I was drinking? I want to say alcohol I had inside me, he asked her. Hennessy, it turns out.
Sure.
Literally, the demons come in when you drink Hennessy, he says. Do you think that flip it around, could Hennessy sue him? Because that seems like defamation.
I think they...
Or libel or slander, whichever one fits.
I think they're going to say, you know, you could have said I was drinking. You didn't exactly have to put our name in the middle of that yay.
Huh.
You know, I saw him interviewed by Letterman on his Netflix show.
Sure.
And it was probably 3-4 years ago by now. And I went into it thinking, why would Dave want to interview Kanye West, of all people? The whole point of this show is it's, you know, Dave can interview who he wants to interview now.
Sure.
He doesn't have to do the latest actors that are just trying to pitch a movie. You know, he can talk to the people that he finds interesting. And so I watched this with as much of an open mind as I could. And as I was watching Kanye speak on topic after topic, there were points where I would think, wow, that's really interesting. This fellow's a lot deeper than I gave him credit for.
Mm.
And then without fail, 20 seconds later, at each point, he would say something very stupid.
Mm.
And I went, yep, okay, that's why I thought what I did. Thank you for confirming it.
Thank you for confirming it, Ye.
Yeah. Well done.
Huh. I wonder if Jason DeRusha is aware of Hennessy's secondary problems, that it could cause anti-Semitic rants.
Apparently.
Well, apparently, yeah. I mean, that's what the quote is.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's specific to Hennessy, but the class of
are you saying all alcohol is anti-Semitic?
I mean,
wow, that seems like
can't rule it out.
You're right. Here's an idea. I'm going to throw it out there.
All right.
If you're drinking heavily,
yeah,
maybe don't text, don't tweet, and don't call your ex. Those should be the three don'ts.
Or do, because then you reveal your true identity, as maybe Kanye has. Can we blame Hennessy for the number of times you said raw dogging on this show? Like, it just absolutely...
No, but wild cherry Pepsi's
I'm just not sure I've been as uncomfortable listening to Noon to Three as I was today.
Oh, yes, you have.
It could be worse. I could be standing next to you during your entire show talking about raw dogging.
It's just horrifying.
Stay tuned. Horrifying. Jason DeRusha is next. Thanks, Chad.